Maps, they're very good at helping to understand a place, aren't they? You can look at a map of the United States, but it isn't really helpful in understanding what it's really like in each state. We need to look at different maps to see what it's really like in the United States, right? So we're going to look at a bunch of different maps to really explain what this country's like. Here are hilarious maps that explain America with additional insights. Maps! Drrr, maps! Drrr, maps! Drrr, maps! About America. Ah, here we are in the state of Wisconsin. Now, if you know anything about American culture, you know there's a stereotype that people in this part of the country drink a lot of booze. We're going to begin with a look at a map which shows if this is true or not. Check this out. This map shows where there's more bars or grocery stores in the US, depending on where you live. The red dots are areas where there's more bars than grocery stores. The yellow dots show where there's more grocery stores than bars. And look at that. Wisconsin, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, and Illinois have more bars than grocery stores. So does upstate New York. Look at the Deep South. Hardly any bars, just all grocery stores. That goes along with the theory that it's deeply religious in the Deep South, so there's not as many bars. Cool, huh? Let's look at another one, shall we? Meth labs per county. I'm from this county over here, like the biggest meth lab square in the country. Look at all those meth labs. I'm so proud. There's a bunch on the West Coast. That makes sense. I think meth labs were invented in Oregon or California, out there somewhere. But a lot of them look like they're in the middle of the country, surrounding St. Louis. Why are they all right there? Well, in Missouri, there's a saying, minding one's own business often goes with the territory. There's a lot of poverty in Missouri, and some people make meth as a way to supplement their income or as a performance enhancer. It's all very sad and very scary. If you live in a meth lab county, comment. Let us know what's up. Look at this map. It shows where all the different races in America are. The green is Hispanic, and the orange is black folks. The light blue are Native Americans. The dark blue is where Asians are, like here in San Francisco. The white areas are where it's mostly white. And as you can see, it's a very divided country. A lot of us live in regions that are similar to us racially. New Mexico has the nation's highest Hispanic population as a percentage of its population. 48% of New Mexico is Hispanic. Alternatively, Mississippi is 37% African American, making it the state with the highest percentage of black residents. Up here in Vermont, it's 94% white. Interesting. Oh my God! Here's a map that shows who the highest paid public employee is in each state. Almost every single one's a football or basketball coach at some big college. That's just sad. In New Hampshire, it's a hockey coach. How much does a hockey coach make in New Hampshire, you might ask? At the time, it was a guy named Dick Umeli who got paid $242,000 a year in 2014. The president of the school only made $385K, so Dick must have been a good coach. And going back to 1990, he never won a national title in 28 seasons. Damn, son. This map shows that more people search for lesbian porn in Arkansas than in any other state. That's weird. Here's a map that shows the fattest countries in the whole world. Dark red is more obese. Look at us. There we go. 37% of Americans are overweight. We're the 12th fattest nation overall. Only a bunch of small South Pacific nations have a greater population of overweight citizens. Look at this. Going back to 1960, only 13% of US adults were overweight. We need to diet for sure, people. Vietnam's the skinniest nation overall. Only 2% are overweight there. But China has like zero overweight people too. Africa hardly has any, except the rich African countries. They're all fat.
I want to move to the country at the top.
To Greenland?
Yeah, no one's fat there. I'd fit right
Yeah, you go there, Karen. Go to Greenland, please. Hey, this is neat. Here's an interactive one that shows how fast Walmart grew beginning in 1962. It was all in Arkansas. There's more than 11,000 Walmarts now. Look at it. It's like a germ spreading all over the country. Ah, run, it's Walmart. JK Walmart, don't sue me. But how many Walmarts does one nation need, anyways? My God, my God. Roll back. Okay, so we're the most overweight nation on Earth. We're also number one in prisons per capita. It's not even really close. We have 4% of the world's population, but we have 22% of the world's prisoners. At least we did. Seems like we're letting everybody out now. One day it's going to look like this, and we're all going to die. Russia locks a lot of people up too. North Korea doesn't have a lot of people locked up. I guess they just probably don't mess around there. This country down here is Thailand, where they apparently don't mess around either. Don't go to Thailand and cause any mischief. I guess they have some really strict drug laws, so you can go to prison for a long time just for having a joint on you. They even have the death penalty for drugs in Thailand? What the? That's not COVID spreading. The orange color is where half the country's wealth is, and the blue is the other half. Half the country's wealth is in these few little orange areas. Like, this one's Minneapolis, and I'm guessing that one is St. Louis. That's Charlotte, and that looks like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has money. There's a big gap between the rich and poor in this country, and that gap is widening. The middle class is shrinking at an alarming rate. In 1970, the middle class had almost two-thirds of the total U.S. income. Now the upper class has more money, and the poor are even poorer. Here's a visual representation of how the rich keep getting richer in America, people. Ooh, this map shows how big Alaska really is. If you added all of Alaska up, it would take up all these pink states. So if you're in Maine, or you're in Florida, or in Tennessee, you'd still be in Alaska. Just wow. So impressive, Alaska. So impressive. Guess which country gives new moms no paid leave? We don't. And so do a handful of other countries, some of which you may not have even heard of before. Why don't we have a paid leave system for new moms here in the USA? I mean, 82% of people here say they want it. And it's pretty clear in a lot of the hoods I drive through, these kids need their parents around as much as they can get. Biden said he wanted to spend more than $200 billion to give people 12 weeks of paid maternity or paternity leave. It hasn't happened yet. Apparently after World War II, Europe started the whole paid maternity leave thing because they needed parents to have lots of kids because their country got demolished in the war. And here, we didn't have to worry about that. Plus, we couldn't be a communist nation back then. So we just never got around to paying moms to stay home with their newborns. Plus, get this. This is messed up. Back in the 50s and 60s, there was an idea that if you had paid leave, it would encourage the wrong people to reproduce. Meaning, blacks.
No.
Seriously, it says it right here in this BBC article.
I wish my mom had paid leave.
Juan, I've seen your family. We'd be broke. This is fun. This map shows how Americans address a group of people. It's y'all in the South. For most of us, it's you guys. Why isn't there a use for Pennsylvania? Isn't that a thing? Here's a US map that shows where no one lives. The green is where nobody lives. A lot of the West is still wild, mister. In Alaska, there's hardly anybody. I'm sure a lot of people are looking at this map going, I'm heading for green. Is there a house in there for me? Green sounds good right about now, doesn't it? Peaceful, quiet, cheap, no BS. I hear you, peeps. I hear you. Here's a look at the happiest states in the country, or at least people who say they're happy. A lot of the Mountain West and Upper Midwest says they're happy. This whole area down here says they are not happy. Those also happen to be most of the poorest states too, except for New Mexico. I guess that shows in America, if you don't have a lot of money, you aren't happy. And that's just sad. Why is Texas so happy? Okay, so here's where all the McDonald's are in the US. No wonder we're all so fat. There's 14,000 McDonald's here. It's said that every American is no further than 115 miles from a McDonald's. Where's that other map we saw earlier? Yep, there we are. But it's okay, we're happy, right? You know what gerrymandering is, don't you? Where lawmakers redraw voting maps to favor one party? Well, check out the 4th District in Chicago. This weird-shaped pink district is all Latinos. That weirdly drawn map will have one representative in Congress, who will likely be Latino. If that doesn't drive home how corrupt and stacked the political system is in America, then I don't know how to better show it. This one's very insightful. Someone did some Google mining to see what odd search terms appeared from different states. This is basically a look at what each state's interested in by looking at their popular search terms. I guess they did it during the quarantine of 2020. A lot of it involves alcohol. New Mexico wants to day drink. Minnesota wants boxed wine. Wisconsin wants Bloody Marys. Tennessee wants to drink at Cracker Barrel. Mississippi wants Vodka Pops. In Wyoming, they want to stop drinking, I guess. West Virginia wants to stop smoking. Michigan people make a lot of pot brownies, apparently. Down in Louisiana, they want to know how often they should bathe. Okay, that's just gross. In Maine, they're building a bunch of chicken coops. What's up with Florida? Are they lazy or what? Delete Facebook. Idaho has had enough of Facebook. So have I, Idaho. So have I. Here's the most recognizable brand in each state. Look at Florida. Texas is known for Dr. Pepper. I thought it'd be Wrangler or something. Starbucks in Washington makes sense. Harley-Davidson in Wisconsin. Coors in Colorado. Budweiser in Missouri. Walmart in Arkansas. Okay. What is Sinclair? Does AOL still exist? Why is Virginia AOL? South Carolina is known for Denny's. Do they make washing machines in Iowa or something? Where's Carhartt? I don't get it. Wait, Saks, Alabama? Oh shit, Saks Fifth Avenue was founded in Birmingham, Alabama. Who knew? Okay, so here's all the countries that have the death penalty. Of course, we're on here. All of Europe and Canada and Mexico don't have the death penalty. I don't know why we even have it anymore. Clearly, it doesn't work. Look around. Our criminals aren't afraid to die. This map shows where there's more single people based on gender. Apparently, there's way more single men in California and way more single women in the Northeast. Is that because there's a lot of gay people in California and guys in the Northeast are total lame wads? I don't know. Just speculating, people. Comment below and let me know what you think about this one. Snow day! Here we can see the amount of snow it takes to cancel school by county. In the far north, it takes like 2 feet of snow before they cancel school. Down in most of the whole south, any snow cancels school. They probably never cancel school for snow in Alaska. They wouldn't have school. Here's what people Google the most. Why is California so expensive? Everybody wants to know. Everyone wants to know, why is Utah so Mormon? Why is Massachusetts so smart? I didn't know they were that smart. Why is Louisiana so racist? Oh man. Why is Arkansas so poor? Why is Ohio so important? Ohio's important. Why is North Carolina so cheap? That's a question I ask every day, because this is a great state. It's not going to be so cheap for too much longer, peeps. Ooh, this is crazy. Here's a map of every tornado in the last 50 years. Clearly, they don't like mountains. I hate tornadoes. I mean, they're fun to see from across a cornfield, but not so fun at night when you're home alone. The probability of upward mobility in America. In the middle of the country, you have a 35% chance of upward mobility. That's still not a lot. In the deep south, you have a 4% chance of upward mobility. Well, that sucks. There's different ways of talking based on where you live in the US. Of course, there's certain dialects and accents. This map shows how people say the word crayon or crayon or crown. People in New York are like crayon, all proper. Wisconsin people are like crayon. I always said crayon. Most of the country says crayon, I guess. So on Craigslist, there's this message board called Missed Connections. You can post an anonymous note that's like, "I saw you walking by at the Independence Mall. You were wearing a pink coat. I wanted to talk to you so badly, but I had my wife with me. Let's talk." So you can basically stalk the person, I guess, if they respond. It's really weird. It's for people who are too scared to just walk right up and talk to somebody, and they make up some excuse that they were distracted or the timing wasn't right. Like this. "We shared a smile at the checkout. Yours was so sweet. After checkout, our trucks were parked almost side by side. I said to myself, 'I hope she looks back when she's leaving.' You did, and you smiled again. I hope you see this. I was the blue-eyed guy in the camo vest." This is so desperate. Here's another one. "Eye contact. Kept bumping into each other." This is just so stalky and weird. So anyway, somebody crawled Craigslist to get a database map of the most common places in each state where somebody said they had a missed connection. Here's the map. Okay, apparently in California, most people stalk each other at the 24-hour fitness. Look at all the Walmarts. It's like 20 states. "I fell in love with you at Walmart. I saw at the Walmart self-check. You had trouble with the scanner. We should date." So dumb. Look at McDonald's. Of course, in New York, it's on the subway. In Hawaii, it's at the beach. This is just so stalkery. Anyways, look at your state and see where people are stalking one another. At home? What's going on in Indiana? "I saw you at home." That's just so weird. I don't even want to go there. "I can't believe I'm doing this, but there was a guy behind me at Wegmans today. I wanted to say something, but I chickened out. If this sounds familiar, let me know what color shirt you had on and what kind of cookies you were buying." I should answer. "Red shirt and Oreos. Let's do this." Dumb. This is like the new gossip mag in town, but it's like totally anonymous. Lost love stories for people who can't just let it go. Do people go to Craigslist and see if somebody's looking for them? Dear Fanny Pack Girl, I saw you in the produce aisle at Kroger and I was smitten. I was the guy in the black jacket. I know you saw me. You're my grocery store true love.
Maybe people do that because they're insecure.
Mappy, I think you're insecure. In fact, I saw a misconnection from you. I saw you at the library yesterday. I was the map with the book about geography. Let's make an atlas together. Mappy, that is so stupid. I'm gonna tell your wife. Okay, so that's a unique look at America through interesting maps. You know, you can drive around this country and cover every county and still never really understand this place like you can when you look at data. Hopefully, you learn something. Now get out there and find that missed connection. I'm sure they're just waiting for you to find them. Not stalker. Are you looking to move and need advice? I do consulting. That's right. I'll sit down and talk about where the next perfect place for you and your family should be. I do it all the time. Together, let's find you a new home that's safe and checks all your boxes. You can get my email in the description to find out how I can help you find your perfect relocation. And I can also help you find your new house too. Email me and I'll work with you. I'm not just helping you figure out where to move, but I can help you find your perfect home too. That's right. Someone's a realtor now. Who wants to deal with a realtor they don't know when you can have me help you, right? Hey guys, if you learned something new about America or what it's like to live in America, great. You should think about subscribing and turning on your notifications. You can also click one of these videos or playlists for more. You can also now buy my songs on iTunes and other formats. Click the link in the description. Thanks for watching. And remember, while we all might have different views, we should all be nice to each other and try to make the U.S. a better place in a positive way.
This is Sage, Nick's manager. This has been a Corner House Entertainment production.